This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson.
Well, the board of the University of Virginia is meeting tomorrow to consider reinstating Teresa Sullivan to the presidency. She was ousted by the board a couple of weeks ago. It's caused a big firestorm there in Charlottesville, plunged the university into a public relations crisis. Marketplace's Amy Scott has the story now from our education desk at WYPR in Baltimore.
Members of UVA's board thought Sullivan wasn't moving fast enough to respond to challenges facing all public universities. There was pressure on her to cut costs amid declining funding from the state, to increase online education, and to better compete for top faculty and students. Kent Shabatar is president of Guilford College in Greensboro, North Carolina. He says many board members come from the business world.
They're used to change at a very different pace. So I think that's what's causing some of the disconnects.
It's not a corporation where you can just institute policy and everyone falls into line.
That's Kevin Carey with the New America Foundation, a nonprofit think tank. He says UVA doesn't need to adapt as quickly as other schools. It's cushioned by a $5 billion endowment, the largest per capita of any public university, and, at least until now, a stellar reputation. Guilford's Kent Shabatar says the scandal is a teachable moment for all of higher ed. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.